What's up, everyone? This is Let's Get Graphic, the podcast where we sit down, have a few drinks, and talk about everything graphic design. Each episode, we'll take a subject and we'll discuss it. What we say may be beneficial to you, whether you've been in the industry for 20 years or only a year. Some of you may even feel like we're full of shit. Either way, grab your drinks. Let's get graphic.
Graphic design is my passion.
Fuck that.
It looks like you're trying to take a dick pic right now.
You got to get that good angle so you can see that girth. Hold the phone with your knees.
Underside.
Make sure you get the balls in there too. Balls
just up. One of them, because they're like your legs are too close together, so one of them pops forward.
You know, I saw...
Make sure it's sitting on top of your thighs.
I saw an Instagram... I don't know why I got targeted this way, but I saw an Instagram account that it's a lady... A photographer that specifically teaches you how to take like the perfect dick pics and how to take like perfect like erotic photos to send to like your significant other. Like every post is
expert.
All her posts are like her showing poses.
I'm gonna need to see samples.
I'm probably gonna see the account.
Does she have a portfolio?
No, she has a book. She has a proven book. Works. I do remember that. There was a book.
Old school, I like it.
That's like that does the whole like explanation of how to take like the best dick pics.
Does one of you guys have a hypothetical to start with?
I don't have a hypothetical, but I have a general question.
Hit us with it.
All right. My question was, okay, so we're sitting here and we get like 30 minutes into the podcast, and you guys just see me blink. But you see me blink sideways like a lizard, like with lizard eyes. Do you acknowledge it? Are you afraid? Do you pretend that you didn't see anything? Or do you just keep on talking like the next day and at work? Are you afraid to come near me? Or do you point that shit out? What do you do? Or you call us like a number? What do you do?
My answer to that is I would wait for you to blink again. So I would watch.
It
I
only
would,
happens one time, well, but it's something you all notice. One. Right? It only happens one time, and then I go back to blinking normally.
I would see the
normally.
First one, and I'd be like, wait, was it like a fuck up in the camera? Like, what's going on? And if it never happened again, I think I would end up just texting like Colton and Bryce on the side. Like, did y'all see that?
Did you guys see that shit?
I'd wink my third eye at you just to give you like a, hey, I know what's up.
Which side is that on?
Yes.
Is that in the front or the back?
Both.
Okay.
No, but realistically, I'd probably be like, dude, what the fuck's up with your eyes? Did anyone else see that? It would probably be immediate for me.
Well, now you're, you know, something might happen to you. You might not show up to work tomorrow. Don't come to school tomorrow. You can never know with these lizard people.
These subterranean lizard creatures.
Those filthy fucking creatures.
For your question, Don, it depends on the person. Like, you know, like... I know you, you know, I've sat next to you or across from you for like 2 years now. So it's like, I would just say it immediately. Like, hey, dude, you okay? Like, what's going on with that?
Okay. So if you ask me that and then I immediately go like deadpan silent and then I like hang up the phone and I don't reply to any of you guys' messages. Are you coming to work tomorrow or no?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
I think it's when you start becoming right. weird with your like mannerisms or like the way you speak to us. That's what I'm going to start cross. I'm going to draw the line because I'm like, all right, Dante got switched at some point.
Well, I mean, at that point, the jig's already up and I already know that, you know, the jig is up. That's why I'm acting so ready to not speak to you.
I mean,
I don't know. I wouldn't be coming to school tomorrow. I'm just saying, I'd be like, that's some shit's going on.
I'm not worried until you start doing the like when the Polyjuice potion wears off, you know, and start like tweaking and shit. Like, yeah, I'm not worried until you start doing that. What is that, Colton?
I'm so mad. What if I was like, what if I just like screen recorded this and this was like our first upload? It's just all of us with emojis.
For millions of people listening, we're using the Bitmojis on our FaceTime right now. We're like children in a candy store.
Is it weird that I thought that?
That's why I picked it, because I knew one of y'all was going to say something.
I also don't like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little monkey like every now and then.
Perfectly with Dante's.
Say that again, Dante.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little monkey every now and then.
God, I'm so pissed.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. All right. Let's get it cracking, boys. What's on the agenda for today?
I'll let you handle this one since this one's your idea.
Okay. All right. Well, today, I know you guys are all huge sports fans, right? Just all into the sports. So you're aware that March Madness just ended. So in honor of that, and to make kind of put our own little twist on it, I made a little 8-seed bracket here, and it is filled with designer pet peeves. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through and discuss and have different games or matches, if you will, until we find out the biggest designer pet peeve that there is, until we have a champion among pet peeves. How does that sound?
I feel like I'm going to be heated by the end.
Yeah, well, it'll be a good chance to, like, if you're heated, that means it reminded you of pet peeves and that overall you have, a good situation going on. But if it helps you let off some steam, then maybe you needed it and it could be a very therapeutic thing.
Let's flicking do it.
It was the first matchup.
Okay, well, first, here's like a little twist. So it's 8-seed, right? So everything's, labeled 1 through 8. There's no, I didn't apply any value to it. Like, there's not, it's like a sports team, like, I just want you guys to pick a number. And if that's the champion of the number you pick, I'll buy you a beer.
So we're choosing a number. And if that number ends up winning.
Yeah, like if you pick, I'm not going to say what it is, but if you pick 3 and 3 ends up being the champion, then I'll buy you a beer.
I'm going numero 4.
We're going number 4. Good choice. Good choice. Chris.
I'm picking 6.
Picking 6. Okay. Colty.
Number 1.
You'll go 1? All right. Okay. So I'm going to jump around so you don't know which one's which. So first matchup. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Versus.
Okay. We got no copy. And what this means is, they want all these badges or they want this design work, but they only have a name. And this includes like their names, like just a 4-letter word, and all their references have like, this big long thing, or they have no established date, no tagline, anything like that. That's the first one of this matchup. That one is going up against editing an AI image. Pretty straightforward, but still. Let me know what you guys think.
Pissed off.
I think I'm also going number 1.
I'd rather die.
Copy? Is that what you're saying?
Say the name. The name of it.
Yeah. I'm going with the copy. No copy.
How come?
There's just, at least with an AI image, it's annoying, and it especially sucks when it's like something that's not in your style. So you get like an image that's in a style that you very clearly could not have drawn yourself because maybe you lack the skill or whatever. Going in there and editing that shit sounds fucking awful. But at least you have something to work with. But when there's like no copy, you're just like, what do you do? What do you even do in that situation? You're scraping the fucking bottom of the barrel for anything you can get your hands on. There's like nothing.
I mean, you could always write copy.
Yeah, you fucking
always make some shit up.
I will say, today, literally today, this past week, I've been making a bunch of badges for this company, and all they have is their fucking name. And I'm like trying to figure out literally any kind of interesting element that I can add to these badges aside from just
a
picture of a fucking white-tailed deer.
Is it the ones you sent? Is it the ones you sent today?
That don't have anything on them besides a picture of a deer and the name.
Well,
yes.
Dude, like 3 or 4 of those were super sick, but then I could see where you started to lose steam and just be like, fuck, yes. I gotta get 10 of these.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they were good. They were good. I'm not critiquing you at all. I looked at them. I was like, oh, Thank you. He finished these. They look great.
No, I mean, you can tell eventually I was just like,
I will say,
let's just make it camo.
I will say hearing Dante give his explanation. Actually, I was going to go with the AI thing. Cause I just like, I feel like that's like more like would piss me off more to get an image that like you're happy with? Cause I'm thinking of it like after the first pass where you like get the image, you're happy with it, you put it in the design, but then you send it to the customer and then they send it back and they want the edit and you're like, fuck, like how am I going to make the edits that this person wants?
How about no? Yeah,
no, this, yeah. This specific design right here, I can't do that. Sorry. But hearing Dante's explanation of like thinking back at when I used to work with y'all, like the struggle of trying to come up with copy for especially like all the startups that we got, you know, like people that just came in, they're like, oh, we don't even really have a date because we're not actually like established yet. Because those are the ones that you had to put like 20XX because you never really knew like when they were going to be like officially established. So I could see that, especially if you have to do like more than two designs, you get to like the third, fourth, fifth one, they're all going to start looking the same. Or they're going to be like less and less thought out. So I think I think I can get with that one too.
Okay, so Dante, what's your final answer?
I'm going copy. Okay,
Chris, what's yours?
Also copy.
Okay. Colton, I want to hear what you have to say about this too.
I think everything that's been said is what I would say.
Okay, so you're going copy as well? Okay.
Coffee.
All right, winner.
What's your answer, Bryson? How do you feel?
Oh, man. Like, so my thoughts on this, I mean, no copy, it sucks, especially if you're doing like a larger, like with a lot of badges or a lot of iterations, it starts to get stale after a while. But dude, editing an AI image just gives me AIDS. Like, I just can't. Because it's so like, it's at that point, you might as well have just drawn it from the beginning yourself, you know, and it just wastes so much time. Like no copy. Like Colton was working on some today where he used like flowers as like asterisks in this design and it filled out the space and he was being creative with it, you know? So there's kind of some ways around no copy, you know, there's different layouts and stuff, but that's without getting into what the client is looking for. But overall, I guess no copy is a bigger pet peeve of mine, but man, editing an AI image just sucks.
I think no copy happens more often to where it's more upsetting. Because like, you kind of put yourself in the AI situation where you dictate who you're going to do that for. So you kind of put that on yourself with the whole like editing the image, because you kind of know beforehand what you're going to put yourself into. But with the no copy thing, it's kind of like thrown at you and you have no choice but to go with what's given. So I could see that being just a constant day-to-day issue.
Yeah. All right, well, no copy takes the first match. We just jumping right into the second one?
Yes.
Fucking go for it.
Do we know which one is like the number we chose, or are you just
you don't know. I wrote it down, but you don't know one is which. All right, so next one, we have the edits that never end. So this is pretty self-explanatory. It's just, but wait, one more thing. It's like, you know, the why didn't you say this the first time? Or it's always getting tweaked. They never end. Version 12, this is what I'm talking about. And then that one is going up against, I call it JPEG.AI. Which is the, can you send me vectors of your logo or this or that? And they send it and it's just a JPEG that's been pasted into the Illustrator. So two simple ones this time, but I want to start with Colton on this one though.
All right, Colton.
I probably got to go with endless edits.
Well, how come, Colton?
Especially when you're on like the third or fourth round and it should be getting close and they come back with something completely different than what was even originally they told you they wanted.
That's when it just gripes your gizzards.
That's when it grinds my gears.
Or even when the gears are grinded.
Even when it's they get you to change something and then you know it's a bad idea and then it ends up looking bad and then they ask you to change it back.
Oh god.
Oh, that's a rough one too.
That. Or it just gets scrapped.
Like that's
so Colton's going edits. What about you, Chris?
I have to go with edits
The JPEG.AI too, that could include like the low res PNGs. I know we have tools around that now, so maybe that kind of dumbs it down a little bit, but that includes all just bad art in general. Just include this weird shaped logo or anything.
Yeah, so my explanation is kind of like, it's annoying when like a customer sends you something that's like, I'll even take it a step further and it'd be like in a Word document. You send a fucking like logo in a Microsoft Word document. It can be that bad. But at least you have the opportunity to send it back to that customer and be like, hey, like this isn't what I'm looking for. And at least buy you a little bit of time. What makes it worse is when they come back and they're like, oh, this is all that I have. But you can always work around it, or you can always give an explanation of like, all right, well, if this is the best you can do, then, you know, it's like you can give an explanation that it's probably not going to turn out the way that they want and it's their fault. When it comes to the constant edits thing, you have made your bet at that point. Like you are already on like round 3, 4, 5 and you can't really back out of it. Especially if you work for a company versus like freelancing, because at least freelancing, you can like set yourself up to be like, all right, I'm only going to do 3 rounds of revisions. And then after that, if we still have more, I'm going to charge you. But if you work for a company that does revisions constantly, you go until that customer is quote unquote happy. And who knows when that's going to fucking be. So, you know, you could be doing edits for a month and a half for all you know.
Yeah, I think it's important to look at it from both sides like that. Like, look at it from a job perspective and look at it from a, you know, like a freelance perspective.
Yeah, because
those are all angles to
consider. Yeah, because if I'm looking at it from a freelance perspective, I would easily take the JPEG like vector thing. But if I'm looking at like a company, which is where we are on a like, you know, 40, 50 hours a week, like I have to go with the edits because we deal with that more often than not. And it can get so like it can wear you out.
Yeah, I would kind of agree with that. Like the edits that never end for a company is worse. But when you're freelancing, you kind of set it. So that kind of negates it. But when it's just you and you just keep getting like bad art after bad art, it's like, well, I can only do so much, you know?
Yep.
Well, even with us, like we don't really like at our day-to-day job, not freelancing, we don't really deal with communicating with clients to get logos and stuff like that. So like by the time something is on our plates, we've already got all the stuff that we need. But when it comes to like freelance,
because the person that's communicating needs to understand what type of files we can work with. If they don't know and they just send it to us and they're like, oh, they said this is the vector, and you're like, oh well, it's not. Yeah, and
that's another
but it is an AI
that's
file.
Another point too, like when you're in a job and you get bad art, like it has to go through several layers of people before it gets to you. So by that point it could be another day or two before you get your art, and if it, you know, with deadlines and all that stuff that you're trying to meet and other projects, like it could slow it down and even be more of a hassle, bad art.
Yeah, well, that sounds like their fault for sending the wrong files. But I don't think
that still fucks us in the end. Yeah, but I think you have to put it back on their plate at that point. Like, that's on them. Or at least the person communicating between you and them. Like, that's... We can't magically make them figure out what a vector logo is, or if they have one.
Hey, hit up that Vectorizer AI, at least for, like, temporary use of the logo. Before the Vectorizer, have y'all ever, like, gotten like a bad logo file and then had to go and like trace over that shit with the pen tool?
Dude, that's now the old school way.
Yeah, I used to auto trace it before I like went over it myself. I guess it depend on how good the auto trace was going to be. If the auto trace was like dog shit, then I would be like, yeah, I'm gonna have to spend time vectorizing their fucking logo.
So we think it's edits that never end, that's what's taking it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
easily.
Okay. That's fine with me. All right. Next one. You guys ready? We're gonna lead off with Dante again on this one. So we have good old technical difficulties. So whether your programs are lagging or something's glitching or crashing like any of that stuff, just any technical difficulties.
Scratch disk.
Oh, your mouse is dead. Any of that.
Oh, God. So don't even get me started on that one.
Those are all technical difficulties. That is going up against this one's a bigger one. Art block or design block, where you're just dry of creativity. You're just wrung out like a sponge and you got nothing left. That's the next matchup.
Nothing left in the tank.
That's fucking hard.
Okay. I think that honestly, I think I'm still gonna go with technical difficulties because not only am I regular illiterate, I'm very computer illiterate. I fucking don't understand like basic computer shit. And the issue with that is you can go and fuck you, Adobe, because y'all don't answer questions for shit. I'd be in those forums daily. You can go and you can look up something and people can suggest 10 different ways for how to fix something, your scratch disk or this or that. And half the people in the comments will be replying, that didn't work for me, but I tried going in and changing this setting to this and deleting these kinds of, and what the, you can open up this code bar and change this. I'm not doing all that shit. Give me a simple solution. When it comes to
what button do I click?
He's obviously listening.
What does this button do? When it comes to being creatively dry, you at least have the option of hopping on like Behance or Dribbble or something to find some kind of inspiration. When it comes to technical difficulties, if you're fucked, you're just fucked because there's like 30 other people that are also fucked and no one's able to help you when you go and look up like something for help. So that's how I feel about that.
Okay. Okay. What if, well, let's go to Colton. Let's go to Colton. What do you got?
I would probably say creative block.
Okay. So we're all split,
right?
Now.
We're finally hit one number one, split, for one, right? Here.
Yeah.
His technical difficulties are frustrating, of course. But I think it's even more frustrating when it's your brain that's having technical difficulties.
Well, that's just that autism. That's you every day, though.
Well, yeah. See? Can't control it.
Okay. Okay. Chris, I see you pondering hard over there.
Yeah, I think I have to go with, I'm going to have to, all right, I'm going to look at this in two ways like the last one. If we're talking about in a corporate setting where you have like a team, right? I feel like technical difficulties are always harder because it's the technical difficulties we always get are ones we either one can't fix ourselves, like hard drive, like malfunctions and shit like that. Or it's something that happens so often that no one has a solution, like all the stuff that Dante had already screamed about. But with
I get passionate.
Like, art, like creative block, you can at least like reach out to people and like talk to people on your team or, you know, spend some time looking at stuff. Or hopefully it's towards the end of the day to where you can like shut your brain off and come back the next day. And I think the field that we're in when it comes to apparel, we usually have more than one project going on at once. So you have the opportunity to step away from one project and put your mind on another one. And hopefully like the creative block kind of only settles on one project versus both. But when you look at it in like a freelance perspective, I could see the creative block being harder because it's like, who am I going to go to if I can't figure this shit out that can relate to what I'm like this specific customer, who's going to relate to what I'm doing? You know, I can't get someone's eyes on it like right off the bat. That's going to really give a shit. At least like someone that's working on my team will care a little bit more than if I like just show my freelance stuff to somebody. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this dumb thing that I'm working on?
Show your wife and she's like, Chris, just take out the trash.
Yeah, she already hates that I
my feet hurt.
She already hates that I criticize menus in public. She's not gonna help me with my freelance work.
What a fucking nerd.
Okay, so Chris, lock it in. What do you got?
I think I have to go with like technical difficulties at the end of the day, because that's just what we deal with a lot more.
I'm really surprised that Colton didn't pick this, because remember, he's the one whose hard drive crashed and had to deal with that whole thing. I'm really surprised. But okay.
If he had to pay for the repairs himself, I guarantee it would be different.
Probably, but perks for maybe working at a company. All right.
Wait, what was your answer, Breeson?
I think I chose that because that was me today. It's the most recent in my brain.
Wound is still it can be open. Frustrating to just like not have a solution, especially if you're just like clicking constantly. You're just like doing shit on your like doing the same thing over and over and just like changing fonts and moving this and moving that and just like nothing looks good.
Yeah, and it's like it's due tomorrow.
Colton, I swear, has got blocked, four of so these pet peeves Colton has experienced today.
Yeah, it's been rough. Right.
Technical difficulties. All right. I'll let you guys, well, here, hold on. We'll just move on to the next one, and depending on the next one, then I'll say what I was going to say. To me, this next one's kind of like, this one's a hot one. You know, this one's like the heavyweight bout, in my opinion. So we have... I call it bad comms. So this is where, you know, the client or job that has bad communication, unclear direction, you know, they, after your first round of edits, then they'll send reference pictures to be like, no, I meant like this, you know, and it's like, well, why couldn't you send that the first? It just overall, it's kind of like never ending edits, but it's just with everything. It's just bad communication all the way around. That one is going to go up against, I call it by EOD, meaning everything's an emergency, you know, like they need it right now. And these people, the by end of day pet peeve, that also includes the like, oh, we need it, we need it, we need it. And you do everything you can, you do a great job on it and you get it to them. And then you don't fucking hear from them for 2 weeks. And it's like, and then they come back to you with edits after that, you know, and then they need those immediately. And it's like, why didn't you just look at it? Because I sent it to you on Tuesday. Why couldn't you have gotten back to me at least by Thursday? And then maybe I could have done that by Friday, you know? So bad communication versus everything's an emergency, you know, the 911 client.
I think you know which one I'm going to pick because I also experienced it today.
Lead off.
Everything being an emergency.
You want to, you were going with that one. Even with, try and argue for bad comms for me. Just try to play the advocate real quick.
A lot of the times people just don't know how to tell people what they want. And I think that's where a lot of bad comms come from.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing that really can fix that if they're ignorant.
Okay. So we got one for the by EOD, the 911 client.
That's, I agree with Colton on that last part because, and it might even be that they might want to see what you can bring to the table before they, you know, give direction. A lot of times it does seem like, yeah, they had an idea in their head before they started and they just chose not to give it to you for whatever reason. But I think a lot of it is also like, they don't really know what they want. They want to see what you can show them first. And then they are not satisfied with what they're given. So then they give you a little bit more direction and what they're feeling. But the end of day thing definitely feels like it's not out of spite, but it almost feels like they're doing that shit to you out of spite. And I kind of want to choose that one just out of spite. Like, how dare you come to me with your fucking pants on fire? Like, this is a fucking emergency. And then you don't have the time of day to like actually stop and like look at it after it's sent to you. It's like you don't value the amount of time and effort that I've put into this thing. So like, why should I get it to you? It's such a brisk pace. It's kind of bullshit. I'm going end of day.
Okay.
It's not even like they respect our time. It's like they just don't understand what we do. So they think that like that's how long it takes to get that specific thing done. It's like, oh, if I send this to them now, they're so fast they can get it done, but then they don't realize that we like they're not the only customer that we work with. So I'm not gonna put my entire focus on you, especially if like you're sending it last minute. But I also have to go with end of day because if you look at it from the point of not knowing what the customer wants, or the customer doesn't really know what they want, or like the third party gets the information from the customer and gives it to us. Usually, most of the time, we have a little bit of time to put something together that we think, and it will spark something in the customer. It's annoying for sure because it makes us think like, oh, they knew what they wanted the entire time, but maybe they really didn't. And it took us sending deck one to really tell them that either that's what they wanted or that's the opposite of what they wanted.
A game of telephone.
And that becomes a whole other bullshit. But the communication thing only becomes a problem when it is also an end of day thing. So like the end of day thing is what makes it that much worse, is when someone comes to us and they're like, we want these three, we want three designs. We have no information. We have no inspiration. We're just this brand and we want you to show us what you can do, but we need it end of day. It's the end of day part that will always set me off. Because it's usually, like you said, Bryson, it's not necessarily needed end of day. It's just that you just want it at the end of the day because that's just who you are as a person. But you're going to go dark for a week, 2 weeks. And then you're just going to be like, oh, yeah, sorry, I had shit that came up. But we're actually going to go in a different direction. It's like, well, I'm so glad I spent my entire day doing this. So, I mean, I got to go with
you,
that.
You guys brought up some interesting things. So it sounds like you're going with by end of day. But I'm going to give you guys an option here. So because you kind of swayed me because you brought up intent, basically, where bad communication could just be they don't know how to talk to artists or they don't know how to describe what they want and stuff. Like, they know what they want. They just don't know how to put it in words. But the by end of day seems like it could be a little more disrespectful of the designer's time, you know, but then again, it could be that really emergency thing. So I'm going to give you guys an option. We can go with by end of day, or we can go Power Ranger Megazord this shit and just call it bad clients. I'll let you guys decide.
I feel like that's a little broad because that a lot of the previous stuff that we've talked about can kind of also tie.
Are you saying like end of day versus bad clients? Like instead of it seeing as like perspective, it's
no. I can say we could basically kill them both and just call both of those bad clients, I'm saying we'll go with the thing that the intent is bad, whether they just don't value, like, you know, they don't value our time or they don't care about it. And they're just, you figure it out. I don't want to work on it. This is what I'm paying you to do. You know, bad instruction, bad communication. Just do it. Just do it. You know,
I'm going to go with that because I feel like that's happened more often than the first scenario. Like we can give information or we can give our own like idea of what the customer is thinking with the communication or the end of day scenario. Because sometimes, yes, end of day scenarios happen if it's necessary. But I think in both scenarios, at least over the course of 7 years that I've been working, bad clients have been like more so than not in those both scenarios. Like it's never like a positive intent. It's always they just pulled the trigger too early. They just wanted something. They didn't know how, they didn't have any back. They didn't want to take the time to give inspiration or anything like that. And they were promised that we could do it quickly. So they immediately were like, oh yeah, end of day. And then they take a week, 2 weeks, and come to find out that I have to do the entire thing over again. So, yeah, I'm saying bad client, personally.
So, Chris, you're going Megazord.
Yeah.
Okay. Colton?
Yeah, let's combine them.
Combine them,
let's
Megazord.
Bring them together.
Dante, are you for that, Dante?
Fuck it. Okay. Fuck it. Let's Megazord.
All right. They're morphing. They're morphing. With that, we made it through our first round and Woo! Going back to the, or we made it through the first bracket, I guess.
Yep, we're in the, what is it, final four already?
Yep, final four.
The elite four.
And I will say, like, going back to the beginning, you all are still in the running for a beer.
Yes.
All you guys are in the running
still. This better not turn, I don't like that his monkey had his monkey face kissing lips.
Hey, Chris, none of that.
It's not my fault that Dante chose the monkey it's and he kept it this whole time.
It's let's get graphic, not let's get racist, okay?
Hey, it's in
as
the
a racism regulator, I gotta draw the line there. There's not even a filter on my face.
Fuck,
what are you talking?
Don't you,
oh, damn.
Don't you isolate me like this. I'll take a screenshot, Chris,
gotta,
and put like, on Instagram.
You gotta post something like about this, you know, something on Instagram. Okay. So we'll throw it back to the beginning. Now we have,
we're throwing it back.
Now the next matchup. Yep. We got no copy versus technical difficulties. So if you want, I can refresh you a little bit on it, or you guys can just start kind of going for it.
I think on this one, I got to go with technical difficulties. Kind of going back to what we were saying with the no copy thing, like it's frustrating and it can be super annoying, but I think in the end of the day, we can usually figure it out. We can figure something out. Yeah, like the designs will, you know, kind of get a little bit less creative as you go along, but nothing is more frustrating than when you're like in the mid, especially when like you're in the middle of designing something and you're about to hit save. And either Photoshop crashes, your computer crashes, or when you hit save, you get the scratch disk. Like there's nothing will piss you off more than like situations like that. At least for me, it's overly upsetting. So especially when like a very specific scenario, before y'all started working, like before we all got together on the same team, I used to have the like trash can Mac before we got like the cheese grater one, and that thing used to freeze and I'd have to turn it off and on at least 5 times a day. Like it was Matt's was the exact same way before he got an upgrade. It was like you never knew when it was going to happen, and the only reason why you knew it happened was your mouse like cursor just disappeared. So that was like the indication of like, oh, well, I guess I have to turn it off and start over with whatever the fuck I was working on. And you're doing the panic, like command save, just hoping that even though your computer's frozen, you're like,
gets it in.
It's saved. I know it is, but it's never saved. So I got to go with that.
I think I have to agree. I think this is kind of similar to the first matchup. I think that was the same matchup where you can kind of, if you, there's no copy,
well it's
ways to work
it's
around
no
it.
Or bad copy, remember that. So what if the brand you're trying to do things but the brand name has a .com that must be used in it?
Oh, that's fucked up.
I know two specific customers in this scenario.
Yeah, well,
like that's a real challenge to design around, you know. And what if it's a minor thing too of technical difficulties, like your mouse just kind of glitches over a couple pixels or two, you know, it drifts a little bit. Like, what if that's the scenario?
Well, that versus like just shit or bad copy. Sure, I feel like there's still workarounds for the copy thing, like similar to when we were talking about just being creatively dry. You can always find some kind of inspiration or something to help you work around just like shit. But when it comes to like technical difficulties, it's like there is a right answer to fix this. There is a single way that this thing you need to do in order to fix this thing. I'm just not going to tell you what it is. So you're kind of fucked. And I feel like that's a lot more irritating to me, is when there is one answer and I can't find that one answer. Whereas with the bad copy or lack of copy, there's multiple answers. You just got to be creative enough to figure out what that answer is.
Could you answer in like a designer and shit?
It's like he's done this before.
Just be
it's
more
like
creative.
Be designing or something.
Just be more creative.
Just do better.
Colton.
TDs.
I didn't know titties was on
titties?
The menu.
TDs.
Technical difficulties.
TDs nuts.
Is this semifinal or is this quarter? These are quarterfinals.
No,
final
four is the semifinal. This is going to get narrowed down to two.
Oh, yeah. And then it's final. So this is the semi. So the other semifinal match is going to be endless edits against the bad client. I think the Megazord, you know, may have a little bit of an advantage here.
Bad client's going to absorb this one too. No.
Yeah, I feel like it really
I'm
going to
play devil's advocate though, because so with the whole like bad client Megazord thing, like I understand that if we're just thinking about the two scenarios previously with end of day and what was the other one? I already forgot.
Bad communication.
Yeah, bad communication. Like, if you're just thinking of those two scenarios, not thinking about every bad client thing, I feel like the endless edits is still worse for me because it doesn't just include clients. Like, the endless edit could be your boss. It could be a coworker that needs you to, like, do something for them, and they don't like the way that it's done. So, like, it could encompass, like, more people, I think, in that scenario. Versus like just a client, because at least a client, if you're good at what you do, or at least if you're a good communicator, you can kind of talk your client down in some cases of like why end of day is not going to work or get more information out of that person. But with like edits, it's just, I feel like you're just locked in with edits at that point. Like if you do it more than once or twice, like, you can't really back out unless you basically say that you are incapable of doing it. And knowing who we are as artists, that's something that's very hard for a lot of us to say. It's to say that we're just incapable of doing whatever is being asked.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting point. Like bad clients, whether you're freelancing or you're working for a job, like the bad client is eventually going to get fired, you know? Because they're bad. They're not helpful to anyone. They could be annoying or mean to other departments and stuff too. The endless edits, like if they're ordering stuff or if they end up paying and stuff like that, that's something that where, you know, if you're freelancing, you can kind of set the tone on that and fix it. But if you're working for a company, it's like, hey, you got to just deal, you know, like you got to just go through it and you got to deal with it. There's less chance of you escaping. So I would say for that reason, I would go edits, but it's not my,
especially since like I said, it could come from anybody. Like account managers are even included in that where like, yeah, they're the third party, like communicating between you and the client. But like account manager's job is to keep the customer happy and coming back for more work. So inherently, like you kind of have to continue making the edits just so like it doesn't come back on you. So like, I mean, y'all got my answer on that one.
All right. Dante, Colton, you guys have anything to add?
I burped earlier and I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's not one of the fucking scenarios.
I agree.
But I'm going with I think I'm gonna go with endless edits with nothing all more right to contribute.
The Megazord is getting chopped down. All right. Colton, you're sticking with, are you going with edits or you have something else?
Yeah.
Just, please, yeah, sticking with edits.
Just Rita Repulsa, that shit.
Yeah, just edit.
Okay. He's going with edits, yeah. Is winning then.
That's an underdog upset.
I'm not saying who's who. And I don't think, unless I'm missing something, I don't think you guys would have any way of knowing. But Colton and Chris are in the finals.
Fuck
for
yeah,
a free beer.
Fuck!
Or meal or whatever you choose. Right,
can I at least know what number was, four was?
Number which four was number was four? Bad comms. So you would have lost at the you would have lost at the beginning. Fuck! If I didn't Megazord it.
He tried to help you.
Oh, that's okay. I always lose at sports anyway.
Okay.
Sport ball.
Finals. Endless edits and technical difficulties.
Oh
boy.
And say, okay, I'm gonna throw in a curveball too. Throwing in a curveball.
This seems easy for me.
Well, I mean, think about this as like, say you work at a company, and like if you're having continuous technical difficulties, you have a whole company to support you in getting new equipment or fixing what you need, or you have an IT department that will fix stuff for you. You know, I'm throwing that in there too, just, you know, for you guys to think about. Ooh, there's pondering. Everyone listening and you hear dead space, everyone's thinking really hard. Or at least yeah, Chris is. Like,
we're going to throw the Jeopardy theme song in there.
Do, do,
does anyone else want to give their answer first?
I think I'm going to go with Endless Edits, just because while the technical difficulties suck and I've been fucking fighting them this whole podcast, I think it happens not as frequently as the Endless Edits do. And that's not even just for like one specific client, but if you like lump clients on top of each other and it's just back and forth constantly with all those clients, that shit drains you fast. Whereas the technical difficulties, it's like you get one every now and then and it kind of irritates you, or you can't find the answer, whatever. Eventually you'll find some way to solve it, but with the edits, it's like there's no escape, and it just...
So there's multiple things, you know, like you could think about it as basically your winner, meaning the biggest pet peeve is the one that if you could snap your fingers and make it disappear forever, you would pick this one, you know, right? That's the way to look at it. Chris, did you jump in yet, or are you still pondering? No,
I wanted to give them the chance to give like a long explanation. I'm going to add another like kind of like quick scenario onto the edit thing. Is it also is very frustrating when the edits you are given are before a client even sees like said project, like whether it's like by your boss, creative director, whoever it may be. Like if you're going back and forth constantly, and whether it's like edits that are necessary or edits that aren't necessary, it's still frustrating nonetheless. Like it could be something, whether it's like frustrating on like, oh, I didn't see that, like I should have seen that, I should have known to do this, I should have known to do that, or it's the edit you gave me isn't really going to change like the end goal, like it's not going to do a single thing when the customer sees it, like the customer's not even going to realize it. Or it could even be after the first presentation was seen and they liked everything, but they only had like maybe one or two edits, right? And then somehow there's like another like 10 edits that need to be made, or there needs to be additions, or you know, whatever it may be. Like that can be fucking frustrating, especially when you have like three or four other projects that need to be attended to. So as bad as technical difficulties can be, I feel like those don't happen as often as they used to, at least for me. Like it doesn't happen as often as they used to. So I feel like edits is something that every designer absolutely fucking hates, no matter what fields they're in.
Yeah, I mean, they're like me throwing my two cents into it, not megazording this whole thing, but like endless edits could be caused by other things that are pet peeves that we have on this list, or they could cause other things, you know, like the endless edits could be caused by bad communication, but it could also be caught like, you know, it could be caused by the emergency, or it could cause like art and design block too, you know, like when you're working on something over and over again, like it does wring out your creativity. Like when you get that initial surge and you act on it and you create these things like that you see as that fit or that are good or like you consider good work, and then it gets changed and you know it no longer has that spark, and now you're just pushing buttons and it's just like, shit, I just got to get through this, you know, and then it doesn't help it get any better, kind of too.
Yeah, you can see this entire like tournament bracket thing as basically like one project that you got stuck with, because every part of this bracket can happen just within one project. Like one is a cause and effect of everything, like from step one to step 40. Like
it's all happened to me today.
Colton's like,
I kid you not, like the last 2 days I bet Colton has like 6 out of 7 on here.
PTSD up in this hole.
All right, so the champ, endless edits, is that what we got?
I think so.
Have we all decided what that is? We've all decided that's edits.
Yeah,
I'm locked in.
All right, well, let's congratulate Colton on picking the winner.
Hey.
Right there. Colton gets a beer, some carne asada fries.
Gets a non-alcoholic beer.
Colton gets a Crunch Wrap Supreme. Cheesy gordita crunch.
I'll take a root beer, please.
Two glasses of milk, please.
Two glasses of milk, please.
Two root beers, please.
Bahia!
Two Baja Blast, please.
No, that was fun.
So what did you guys think? Is there some that I missed? Some big ones that I missed that we could maybe bring this back sometime? Oh, or
shit.
What do you think? Was it a good
I'm
list?
I'm sure we could probably think of quite a bit of other scenarios that happen to us on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm really surprised technical difficulties got as far as it did.
I am too.
You know, they infuriate me. Like, there's so many times I just want to stick my fist through my monitor, you know, or like chuck my mouse or something like that. But, you know, I didn't, for some reason, I didn't see it as annoying as like people.
You know,
like people just seemed annoying.
More what
annoying.
Made me want to keep technical difficulties around for so long is the whole, whenever you mentioned the, like your mouse dying, like towards the very beginning, because the way that the, like the Apple mouse is made where the charger's on the bottom. So like, even if you were,
that's solid design,
even
right
if you
there.
Were to plug it in, like you can't even use it. And I know it's my own, like, it's an own personal issue is when I forget to charge my mouse at the end of the day. But like this, that situation actually happened to me on Tuesday. I went into the office and I like connected my mouse and everything. And it said I had like 2% on my mouse. And I was just like, yep.
You're like, luckily, well, I'm gonna go poop.
Luckily, it's different than when I used to work with you guys, because we were working on like the towers. So like, even if you were plugged in, you couldn't do, like, you plugged your mouse in, you can't do anything. But now I have a laptop, so like, I just pulled the laptop over and worked off the trackpad. So like, it wasn't as bad. But I do remember like having to plug my mouse in and either finding another mouse to connect, or literally just like leaving for an hour just to make sure that I get like 20% that'll get me through the rest of the day. But then I would forget to charge it again. So the whole thing would just happen all over.
I'm really surprised too.
Imagine your hard drive.
Imagine your hard drive failing too.
Yeah, that must blow.
That shit did happen. I think I can't
Couldn't
remember
be,
when my
actually,
first, when the
knock
first
on wood for that
crashed.
Shit.
I think it was like first 6 months or so at working. Like the whatever hard drive I was given ended up just like not working. And I had to look at Matt and I was like, I lost everything. Like, I don't know. I'm so like, nothing feels worse than just being there for a short amount of time and being like, yeah, my hard drive just like is gone. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. When that happened to me,
I was like,
it's like a thousand yard stare.
I would just feel like naked, you know. I would just feel naked, like I don't have anything, nothing. I don't have it, all my assets, all my color palettes, all this shit. Like, Colton, can you send me everything? Thanks.
Just pull up,
you
know, Microsoft Word. Just pull up Microsoft Word and immediately start typing up your 2 weeks notice.
Just walk out. Don't say anything.
Like, let's say you have to do some extra work and you're like at home and then you realize that you just don't have, like, I don't have the logo for this person. I don't have like this font. I don't have this. I don't have that. And you're like, well, I guess I'm not putting in the extra work because I can't fucking do anything.
That's a struggle too. And even like when you work from home and stuff, like that could be a pet peeve right there. Like, working not in your normal space, you know, where it's like, you know, the storm happens and you have to work from home. So you're either forced to work on a laptop or you don't have all your assets, like, because those are saved on your desktop or something like that. Like,
well, that's,
you don't have
that
server access, any of that.
Well, that was the frustrating thing about like the two different places that I worked at was with y'all. And then where I'm at now is that like with y'all, to access the server that we had, you had to like get our IT to like somehow connect you from your home to the server just to access anything. But we also didn't necessarily put everything we had on the server, so you couldn't just like go find like anything on there, even if you wanted to. But it was harder during COVID. Because at the time I was living in an apartment, and when we had to go home for a month, I brought home my entire computer setup and I was like working off my dining table. And like, that was weird to me, of like being at my dining table, like sitting in a shitty chair, like just being in the living room, because it was a one bedroom apartment. So like, it was access, like where I was sitting was access to the whole place. So it was like, at that point in time, I was like, man, working from home kind of sucks. Like, I don't like doing this, But where I'm at now, I'm guaranteed 2 days working from home. But now I like this is 4 years from then. No, 3 years. It was 2021 when that happened. 3 years. I have like a desk set up. I have like a monitor and we have like a laptop where I can like bring my laptop and like hook up to it. So like it's like I prefer to work from home now versus 3 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, once you have that split schedule and stuff, like you can kind of develop both. But imagine like it's your work from home day and you have to work, but say you're getting your house tented or you're doing something like that. Then you got to work at Starbucks or something or your Wi-Fi's down.
There's nothing like having like I've been having a lot of like maintenance issues with the house that I'm living in and having like some guy working on like the foundation issues.
Some guy cleaning your pipes while you're trying to work.
It's very hard to get your pipes cleaned at the same time. No innuendo, no pun intended.
Okay, well, this actually went a lot quicker than I thought it was going to. I mean, even though we're
an hour and 10 minutes in.
Yeah, I mean, was that good, guys? What do you think? Did I do a good job?
I think you would have been better if you had like a bald cap and like a Steve Harvey mustache, but not bad, not bad at
what
all.
What if I only spoke in like the Bruce Buffer voice the entire time? I'm not doing it. That's why I didn't do it. But like, I'm just saying, what if?
No, what if you like...
I did the Baja Blast noise twice, okay? What else do you want from me?
Well, that's the end. Bryson, you did a very good job at building that bracket. I'm sure we're all very upset at the end of this. And I hope that you're also upset too. And if you want to, you know, find Bryson, hit up our DMs at Let's Get Graphic Podcast, and I'll give you his direct line.
With Get Graphic.
Like always, subscribe, rate, review. Eventually, all the proceeds that we get, which is zero, will pay for Colton's hospital bills. That's why he's never here. Thanks, guys. Bye.